May I say amen for all of us? I was reading something just day before yesterday about the power of music. We felt that power, didn't we? Now, somebody else understands that too, and that's the enemy. And he will use it effectively. I greet you in the name of Jesus, pastor and leaders of prison ministry and community service. Thank you for inviting us back home. 50 years ago, I became pastor of this church. Most of you weren't even thought about. But I want to tell you, in those days, we had some powerful saints in the Mount Olivet Church. As my wife and I were writing up, we were saying it's reasonable to expect that many of those we worked with are asleep in Jesus. I said, but their children will be there. And we started calling names. Now, I shouldn't do this today, but we did. And I've already run into some of you, and it's really a pleasure. I have to take a moment and tell you that. I feel, well, the older you get, the more nostalgic you become, and I enjoy it. And I'm sitting here, and a note comes up, and Brooks Johnson is here. Brooks was my first tent master in my first campaign a long time ago. He's here somewhere. I am delighted for the prospect of seeing him. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Now, in addition to that, I don't know any other way to do this. I'm expecting to meet someone here. I don't know if that person is here. I don't even know that person. But I have a good friend over in Kentucky who called and was trying to arrange for a friend of his to be here today. His name is Sim Friesen, and I wonder if the gentleman is here. Are you here? Maybe not. I can only tell you this. I drove around and around and around trying to find the church this morning. It's been too long. But we are really and sincerely happy to be here. Pastor said to me, were you married when you were here? I said, yeah. My first wife is here today, and you saw her a while ago. We're both retired now, and she goes with me everywhere I go. We're a package.